Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
It doesn't happen every year in fantasy sports, in fantasy baseball, fantasy football, but every once in a while, there's a player that comes out of nowhere to become arguably the most important player on your fantasy sports team. And it could happen in football, it could happen in baseball, and it's not always easy to identify. But in 2019, there is no question that player has been Austin Riley of the Atlanta Braves. And now we have to ask ourselves, does he have a chance to be the best fantasy baseball rookie ever? Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish starts now.
Fantasy Sports Today.
The lead pitcher of the New York Yankees, Tommy Kahnle, joins us between you and Zach Britton, Adam Ottavino. What's it like sitting next to those guys after the fifth and sixth inning, just kind of wondering who's going to get the call?
It's fun, man. You know, we hang out, we goof around sometimes, but around like the fourth, fifth inning, we're all kind of doing our routines, everything we got to do to get ready. We do feed off each other. It's fun to be around these guys.
And that was the voice of Tommy Kahnle, and I am the voice of myself. What a great way to open the show. Craig Mish here, third show here of the new tenure here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Great to be with you. 844-843-6879. As for the next 2 hours, we give you a little bit of a recap of what happened in fantasy baseball, a preview of tonight's games as well, and kind of go through some of the hot topics in fantasy sports in general. We got Chris Pavona. He is my producer once again today. He is ready to go and all pep in his step and ready to say hello, I'm sure, a little bit later on the show. Again, I want to make sure I get this number out for those of you who listen and are interested in calling in. 844-843-6879. That's the phone number. Now, I'm getting used to it. This is a new number for me that I have to give out. So I've decided to like post a big note here in my office. I call it Studio C in South Florida. Or I could call it Studio M. I actually do have an office in my house, believe it or not. Built my own office here in the garage. It basically consists of very few things. It consists of a TV. It's a nice office, don't get me wrong. But it consists of a TV, some sports memorabilia, as I'm sure that you've seen me do live streams both on Fantasy Alarm and here at FNTSY. Lots of jerseys here, lots of baseball stuff. And then, of course, for those of you who know me from the other place, you know that once upon a time I was an aspiring DJ. So I have my two turntables, my Technique 1200s, along with a mixer and some speakers. And so when I'm bored, which is almost never these days, I'll pop those on, and that's kind of how I get through the prep of shows and, you know, wind down at the end of the day. So that's a little bit about me. Maybe too much information, but that's just fine. Okay, so yeah, on today's show, we're going to have Gray Albright. He's coming up in about 10 minutes from now. He'll play three up, three down with us. I'm a big fan of Razzball and a big fan of Gray, and I think that he delivers fantasy content like nobody else in the country, and I want to make him part of this show, he and Rudy Gamble. So he will join us today, and he'll play three up, three down with us. We had Howard Bender on the show yesterday. Tomorrow on the show, we will have Brad Ziegler. And Friday on the program, I believe we will have Mike Masato. So we are doing some new things, different from what I used to do in the past. I want to kind of bring new voices to the light. That's the goal. So we'll do that today in about 10 minutes from now. For those of you who are listening on demand, just keep listening. Keep hitting play, and you'll catch it. At 1 o'clock Eastern, every Wednesday on the program, and I'm getting help from some different people in this, is we'll do a little Way Back Wednesday. And I know that normally it's kind of Throwback Thursday, but on Way Back Wednesday, we'll bring in Jeff Nelson, who, of course, is a multiple World Series champion with the New York Yankees and also calls games for SNY, or excuse me, the YES Network, not SNY. Oh, boy, I got that wrong. For the YES Network and also Fox Sports Florida. And he is in Milwaukee and covered the game last night between the Marlins and Brewers. And so he has some very good insights, not only with what's going on in the game, but could also tell you in fantasy baseball which pitchers he really believes in. And I've sat next to him in the press box for many years. Usually when he says things, I nod my head, I turn to the side, I open up my laptop, I put them in, and they're usually right. They are usually right. He could be a coach if he wanted to in Major League Baseball. So Jeff Nelson coming your way at 1 o'clock. Of course, we'll also have our You Make the Call, where you get to vote and talk about what I want to give you the opportunity to do here on this show is give you a choice of topics, and then you tell me what you want to hear about. Yesterday we did Toy Story 4 versus Secret Life of Pets 2. So today we're going to open up the floor a little bit more to some more TV stuff. Of course, we'll give you the opportunity to let Chris Bavona talk about something in his life. If you guys have not yet chosen that, maybe one day we will get to that. But at this point, you got three opportunities, and a little bit later in the show, you get the choice, you vote, and then I'm sure everyone at the pit at FNTSY will pick the Bavona one eventually, and then we'll be forced to do that. Okay, let's start off the show of talking a little bit about Austin Riley, shall we? Now, I've been playing fantasy baseball, I would say, for at least 20 years, probably 25 years, let's say going back. I used to play on Stats, Inc., I played ESPN. I run a home league on ESPN, an NL-only league that's got to be on like year 17 or year 18. I can't really remember too many times in the history of playing this game that I've seen a player come up like Austin Riley of the Braves and have this kind of impact. And on social media, you can let me know if you can think of one at Craig Mish for sure. Tell me. We'll go through it here on the show. We'll figure it out. But he hit his ninth home run last night in 18 games. Now, that's basically, as you know, I was very bad at math at the University of Florida, but basically every other game, Austin Riley's more or less hitting a home run. I think he had a two-home run game drought, something like that. Now, the comp that I can make here in terms of historically, and I brought this up the other day, is Trevor Story of the Colorado Rockies. And if you're listening and wondering, can you put this in perspective a little bit? Sure. Trevor Story had six home runs through his first 19 at-bats. Not games, but his first 19 at-bats. So, yeah, this is kind of where we're at with Riley. Story also hit eight home runs in his first 13 games. It took him a while to get to nine past 18 games. So you could say that in terms of just flat-out power, Riley has been as good as Hoskins, Bellinger, Story, just about any rookie that we've ever seen come up and play in reality and fantasy. And so it's always kind of funny to me when we look at the AL MVP and the NL MVP in reality. What I try to do is take that reality and bring it to how we feel about it in fantasy, because it's a different conversation. The reality conversation is strictly about this. Numbers at the end of the year, right? In the MVP. It could be from a player who is not on a great team. We've seen that before. We've seen it in the past. But in general, it's going to be a player that's on a good team, usually happens that way, that leads the league in hitting, leads the league in on-base percentage, has a lot of home runs, drives in a lot of runs. I know RBIs are kind of silly at this point, but that is kind of how the AL MVP and NL MVP are voted. What about the fantasy MVP? What are qualifications for fantasy MVP? That's what always makes this fun as we go along in the season, as we continue to talk baseball in June and July and August. I know that's kind of new for you here with me, but we're going to do that. And when we talk about the fantasy MVPs of seasons, how do we judge it? Do we judge it just based on the fact that Bellinger's having a phenomenal year, or Christian Yelich is having a great year, or at the end of the year we look at Mike Trout's numbers and just crown him the MVP? You could do that in fantasy if you choose. But there's something to be said for where you draft the player in your league and then making that comparison in the realm of fantasy baseball. I think that's kind of the way to do it. So in terms of average draft position, it's always a fun debate. There's no right or wrong answer. And I'm sure that everyone that has Riley on their fantasy team is thinking the same thing. He's the MVP of the league. I get it. I wish I had him in every league, and I don't. I only have him in one, and I play in several. And I'm sad about that. Ironically, the league that I have him in is the league that I'm doing the best in. Go figure. So he's probably going to be the fantasy MVP in the first half of the season based on where you took him. And here is the key difference between Riley and a lot of players that were on the waiver wire at the beginning of the year. And I'll give you a good example. Renato Nunez on Baltimore has 15 home runs this season. So that's six more already than Riley here on June 5th before we hit the All-Star break in July, right? So I get it that essentially Nunez has been a better fantasy performer over the course of the whole season, but Nunez is probably the waiver wire MVP outside of the NFBC because in some leagues you can't own Riley at the beginning of the year. I get that. But did you capitalize on all of Renato Nunez's 15 home runs? I would probably say no. I mean, there's a chance you got 10. You know, maybe you got 11. If you're playing in an AL-only league, maybe you got 14. I think that's possible. But in terms of just standard 12-team leagues, no one drafted Renato Nunez. And if you did, it was really late. And if you did, you probably didn't have him in your lineup in the first week. So for me, I can crown him at this point and some others the waiver wire MVP. But in order to be the fantasy MVP, at least in my book, and it's not a very big book, is I want the guy who was drafted and who was drafted late and to outperform the ADP by the widest margin. There are going to be others, and I'm sure people will send me messages, no, you're wrong, and it's got to be this guy, and it's got to be that guy. It's all subject to interpretation, I'm sure, unless there's a specific formula that you want to send me that we can look at that. Someone can create that, and that's fine. The other thing about Riley that I find interesting is he has one home run in the fourth inning. He hit that against Michael Wacha. That was his first. Would you believe if I told you that the other eight home runs that Riley has hit have been in the sixth inning or later? Has anybody even paid attention to that? I know that that doesn't factor into fantasy, so to speak, but in reality, think about that. Every time that the game is in doubt, every time that they have needed a big hit, he's hit one. Eight home runs in late inning situations, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth. I got to tell you that in both real, I cannot wait to see what this guy is going to do. Now, later in the show, I'll give you kind of my overall thought as to what he could do moving forward. And I really don't know. I know he hasn't walked that much. And there are going to be people that are saying that it's not sustainable. You know, and for those people, I would say take a look at Trevor Story in 2016. He did sustain it. He had 29 home runs or whatever it was that year. Okay, so it's not impossible that this is an outlier, but I will get more into that as we go along, certainly here on the show. Also last night, interesting, the Marlins scored 11 runs in the fifth inning. Let me say that again. 11 runs in the fifth inning, and they beat the Brewers 16-0. They'll play again tonight. They probably should have saved some runs. Garrett Cooper, Harold Ramirez, got to be owned in every league at this point. 12-team leagues, 15, maybe not 10. 12-team leagues, 15-team leagues. If you're playing DFS, I don't know what their prices are. These guys are hitting every single night. I mean, it is time for those two batting second and third or second and fifth, wherever they are in the lineup, to get them in your starting lineup. Now, look, I know I am going to talk Marlins probably more than most people here on the network because I live in South Florida. I'll try to be careful of that, not to bore you to tears. But the bottom line is they're playing great baseball right now. And Cooper's lifted his batting average 150 points in 20 days. So Miami, not a pushover at this stage. Be a little bit careful of them moving forward. Pedro Severino of the Orioles hit 3 home runs last night against the Rangers. Okay, ball not juiced, sure. Pedro Severino has 8 home runs and he's batting like 290. Okay, sounds good. So is Pedro Severino the top catcher in fantasy baseball this year? I mean, it may be at the end of the year. I have Sanchez, Contreras, JT Realmuto, probably not. Jorge Alfaro, probably not. But 3 home runs in one game, man. Like, as bad as the Orioles pitching has been, they can hit the ball a little bit. Final was 12-11 yesterday, and if you listened to the show yesterday, who did I say was trending up? Didn't think he did a home run yesterday, of course. I'm not that foreshadowing. But Shin-Soo Choo hit another home run yesterday. It is 11th home run. If he can stay healthy over the course of the whole season, Choo's OBP is going to be 350. He's going to hit 280. He's going to hit 20 home runs. Good for him. Texas is playing pretty decent ball. I don't know if they're going to unload the ship there, but Choo would be a guy that I'd be interested in acquiring. Speaking of which, Hyunjin Ryu, he won again. 9-1 on the season. He threw 7 scoreless innings. This dude is like starting the All-Star game in Cleveland next month. I mean, how did this happen? Hyunjin Ryu? Okay. 9-1 on the season. That's crazy. Cody Bellinger, 2 more RBIs last night. As we talked about, look, for the NL MVP, sure. Fantasy MVP, we'll have to grade it out. 54 RBIs for Cody Bellinger, who is on pace for like 130 this year. The Dodgers are playing great. Jay Bruce, got to pick him up too if he's available now. Hit a grand slam, 2 home runs. 1 game into the McCutcheon-less era in Philadelphia, he hit a grand slam, drove in 6 runs. We'll have to ask Gray Albright how he was available in our NL-only Tout Wars League because he wasn't even in the NL. Not sure how that happened. He brought that up yesterday. I thought that was curious. Chris Paddock, by the way, has now given up 5 bombs in his last 2 starts. A couple of those, of course, to Bruce. Probably too late to sell high on Paddock. If you're in a dynasty league, you do nothing and just eat this. But this has got to be a little bit concerning that they even pushed him back and he got bombed again. So not the best news, of course, for those of you who own Chris Paddock. In non-fantasy baseball news, but baseball news in general, Mickey Callaway continues to be on the hot seat in New York. It looks like the end is probably nearing for him. And yeah, very, very nice person, very nice guy. But look, they're playing to win. He's not the manager that their new GM hired, so you kind of understand that there's going to be some changes. This is just what happens in baseball. Callaway, my guess, if he wanted to, after this year, can be the pitching coach on any team he wanted to in Major League Baseball in 2020. I would guess. Also, Rob Manfred came out and said that he does not expect any extension of those nets in Major League Baseball to happen. And, of course, tonight we have Game 3 of the NBA Finals, Warriors and Raptors. Did I miss anything? Let me know, at Craig Mish. Coming up next, it's time to play 3 Up, 3 Down with Razzball's Gray Albright. Don't go away. This is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number 1. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently. I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
With ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance.
Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,250 savings coupon. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-603-6422 for your free DVD videos and brochure. That's 800-603-6422. Call 800-603-6422 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Now what goes up must come down.
Three up, three down.
What does three up and three down mean to you, Airman?
End of an inning.
Okay. All right, welcome back. It's time for a little three up, three down here on the show. For those of you who are new to the program, this is Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish. And what we do here on this segment is tell you a little bit about things that are trending up and things that are trending down. It could be in baseball, could be in sports, could be in general. And every day what we do is we choose a celebrity three-up, three-down contestant. Now, again, there's really no winnings at the end of this, so it's just kind of for fun. But what we wanted to do today is bring on Gray Albright of Razzball and Razzball.com. If you go onto his website, you can certainly subscribe to all his great subscriptions, including baseball and football, and subscribe to the humor as well, because he is one of the funniest dudes out there that's involved in fantasy. So we don't know if this will be good or bad, but we figured we would give it a shot because sometimes bad is good. And so Gray Albright joins me here on the show. Gray, good afternoon. Good morning for you. Thanks for being part of my third show here today. Thank you so much.
No problem at all, man. I just wanted to say that the intro of me when you're saying I could possibly be bad. I mean, I don't know. Maybe right now I'm proving that fact, but what's that all about, man? What are you talking about?
You just never know, Gray. I mean, look, the last show you came on, the last show you came on with me, they canceled like 2 weeks later.
That was voted, man.
Yeah, it was Jim. It wasn't me. They canceled it immediately after. They was like, "Don't ever bring him on again." I said, "Okay." You came on again. They canceled the show. All right, so we'll try Well, it's okay. We'll try to keep the show going for like at least 3 weeks. Okay, let's get started here. I'll go first and I'll lead off on three up, three down, and then we'll talk about Razzball.com and everything Gray has going on there. Okay, first up on my three up, Francisco Lindor. He missed the first few weeks of the season. He was drafted in a lot of first rounds, not by me anywhere. That was a mistake. 10 home runs. He hit 2 last night. OBP of 380. He was worth waiting for sure. Also this afternoon, Joel Sherman is reporting that Craig Kimbrel is a priority for the Twins. So that would be good news if you took him in an AL-only league or if you invested anything, because the Twins are really good, and they could put him in the ninth inning for sure. So saves could be coming there. Miguel Cabrera hit a grand slam yesterday. Go figure, just hours after reports that came out that he has a chronic knee injury, probably have to DH the rest of his career, but he did hit a grand slam. Good news for him. And then my final trending up, Hector Neris, 11 saves, arguably the third choice out of the chute for Gabe Kapler. He has been so good for them and a late-round pick, if anything, in fantasy for sure. Hector Neris is my third of three up, three down. What do you got, Gray, for your first?
Man, I got like 40 of them.
All right, go through it. We got time.
I got so many things that I am excited about right now. Like, I am, And last night I flew to New York. This is a true story, because I've been scoping out all of the Art of Shaving in Brooklyn, waiting for Dallas Keuchel to show up.
Now
I am trending up. I'm in the neighborhood, they call it Williamsburg, I think. Is it Williamsburg? I'm not getting any answers on the street. I just had some artisanal honey, and I am outside of a coffee shop across the street from an Art of Shaving, waiting for Dallas Keuchel to show up to shave his beard so he can get signed by the Yankees. So that's my first up. Okay. Am I doing this right?
Yeah, you got it up. You got it up.
Okay, I got it up.
You got it up. Are you really in New York or no? Is that phony or no?
No, I'm in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I thought so. Okay, but
why are you ruining? Wait a minute! I'm trying to do
the mystique.
I ruined the mystique.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. Okay.
No, I'm outside of a Art of Shaving in this new gentrified neighborhood in New York called the Bronx. I mean, what are you talking about, man?
I never know with you. Like, you're international. You're all over the world. You never know. Gray Albright is with us from Razzball.com. Okay. Here's my second one. This would normally be trending down, but I'm going to give this guy in Indiana some credit. How about this story? This guy in Indiana, 20 years old, he goes into a mobile home. Now, I don't condone shooting, okay? I'm very much against that and guns. But he goes into a place, shoots up some mobile home. No one was seriously hurt, okay? But then this guy, after robbing it, calls a Lyft to come pick him up, and he goes home. So this guy just commits a crime, calls a Lyft? I mean, this is probably the stupidest thing that I've ever heard. So,
Mitch,
of course, they found him.
You're not even going to believe this. My next up was going to be alerts from my Ring doorbell. Me and my cougar wife recently moved into a new house. This is true. This is not like my Art of Shaving in Williamsburg.
Okay.
I just got this doorbell, this Ring thing. And you get alerts on your phone of suspicious activity in your neighborhood. I get alerts nonstop, man. I am like about to purchase a gun myself. I don't know what is real and what is not real with these safety alerts. And I have like now, right now, I got a pit bull. I got a dog. I have like a three cameras on my front porch. And I have a Ring doorbell, and just in case, this is all true, and just in case, I am actively looking at purchasing a gun. Do you think I'm crazy for this?
You have people chasing you or something? I mean, people want some... No, I don't know, man!
This is crazy, like man. Nuts how many... I'm getting so many alerts from this Ring doorbell. I'm really freaked out. I'm thinking about moving.
Well, listen, Nibby, you started off the conversation with Cougar Wife, so I thought that at that point, like, you know, all bets are off at that point. You know, you never know.
I did. You know, I was like, I'm not interested in having any kids, so I hooked up with a 60-something-year-old, and I was like, you know what? This is awesome. She can take care of me. I call her mommy, and it's a wonderful relationship.
Awesome, man. I think I saw that.
And now she's divorcing me. I ruined your last show. You just ruined my marriage.
Sorry. I saw that cougar relationship in Game of Thrones. I did see that. But I will say that I'll give you credit for going that route, because it's not something that I would do. Okay, my third one here before we're so off track. Three up, three down. I think Gray cut my second off completely. So, but anyway, here's the third one. So Black Mirror 5 is out, and it has great reviews. Netflix does a great job with their shows. Black Mirror is one of them. I'll be interested in checking that out. That is my third up for three up, three down. Gray, what is your third up?
My first two weren't great. I'm joking. My third one is Cesar Hernandez. Now with McCutcheon, great. It's great time now. Now with McCutcheon out for the year, and someone has to move up into the leadoff spot, right? So I'm saying Cesar Hernandez moves up. He is, last year he got 563 at-bats in the leadoff spot. He's like a sneaky, he was a sneaky top 50 to 60 bat last year. So far this year, prior to last night, he only had 5 at-bats in the leadoff spot. So he's been kind of like blah, off the radar. Now he's going to move up to the number one spot and be back on, and he should be back on every fantasy team's radar. I think he could potentially be a top 50 bat the rest of the way.
All right, there you go. Gray Albright in our 3 Up, 3 Down. You can catch Gray over at razzball.com. And if he makes it through this show, we're hoping to have him more often here on the program, as long as he doesn't lose the Cougar. Okay, 3 Down. Here we go. Here we go. Oakland's Matt Olson. He's 1-for-19. What's going on with him, guys? 0-53. We're down on him right now for sure. Domingo Santana's part of my 3 Down segment. He got Seattle off to that hot start. I think they're like 25 games under 500 since. He's 3 for his last 20. No home runs. Still on pace for 20 bombs, depending on where you took him. Another down, Rougned Odor. We just got to stop with this guy already. 167 on the season. 9 for his last 56. He's only 25 years old, but yikes. Also on his own team in that loss yesterday to Baltimore, Drew Smyly, just not the same guy that he was in Detroit or even with the Rays. His ERA over 15 over his last two starts. His ERA is over 7 this season. I think it's just time to cut bait completely. May even be a good DFS fade. So that is one of my downs here for 3 Down. Gray, what are you down on today?
How is that one? I mean, this is your segment.
It's so my show. Like,
it's okay. This is your show, and it's a segment on your show. I understand that. But how is that one down? That was like 15 down, man.
I know. Listen, you want to produce the show, okay. Gray? Let me log you in on my website.
No, that's fine.
All right.
Okay, my first one down, Corey Seager, bam, dropped it. What? Dude is a straight sucker. Can we talk about fantasy on this broadcast, or is that off limits? I thought we were talking fantasy.
Hold on, let me check. Okay, we got clearance. Yeah.
Okay, clearance. Corey Seager. Okay. Now, here is hold on, I was using my bad ear. Have I been talking this whole time? All right. Now, anyway, so Corey Seager versus, say, Ketel Marte. Ketel Marte is a lot less sexy of a name if you go to the random fantasy schmohawk out in the world and you're like, well, Corey Seager, he's like, he's great and he's on the Dodgers and the Dodgers are great. But in reality, Seager is just not a great fantasy player. He's just not. Right now, he's hitting like 245-ish. He's got 8 homers, no steals. He's obviously like, and even if he were hitting everything and he were doing well, he's still not going to have speed. Whereas someone like Ketel Marte is just a cheaper version of a much better player. I think name value is what I'm saying is down here. That's what I'm saying is down. Like, give people like Ketel Marte or Gray Albright a shot.
Listen, you were down on Seager to start the year. What are you talking about? You were never.
I hate him! I lost it there for a second.
You were right. We didn't hear anything. What you just said, it was just all over modulated, but we knew what you were trying to get across. Okay, here's my second one. We're running out of time. Tracy Morgan from TV and, of course, Saturday Night Live, some great TV shows, was in a horrific car accident. We knew that in 2014. Would you believe he got into another accident yesterday? He bought a $2 million sports car, a Bugatti. I'm sure Gray has that. And 2 miles away from the dealership, someone totaled his car. I would say that Tracy Morgan, who, thank goodness, recovered from that first accident, needs to, get a driver. That didn't work out the first time either. I don't know. He just has really bad luck in cars. That's trending down for me, Gray, on 3 Up, 3 Down.
driving Miss Tracy. Like driving Mr. Tracy. I think the, you know what, like, I would say I probably had a Bugatti at one point, but it got robbed in this neighborhood that I moved into. Okay, so good one with Tracy Morgan, by the way. Mitch.
Thank you.
Way to keep it short and sweet. All right, I got one. So yesterday on Twitter, was it yesterday? Maybe it was the day before. Anyway. People were talking about how, James, whatever his face, lost on Jeopardy.
Yeah.
People that have never watched this ever, they've never watched Jeopardy. I mean, I know these people who are talking, like, I know some of these people. I know they've never watched Jeopardy. So it's like people who are just talking about trending topics to be, like, in some sort of, like, you know, it gets me mad. People who talk about trending topics, I'm going to say that's down. And if you have nothing to add, don't bother. You're dumb.
Yeah, Gray Albright on the show. We're doing trending topics. Gray Albright bashes trending topics. Okay, we're off to a good start here. My final down here, this is a woman in Connecticut. We got about 3 minutes, Gray, by the way. A woman in Connecticut goes through a McDonald's drive-thru. She orders a chicken sandwich. It turns out the sandwich is wrong. The drive-through employee who was who wanted the refund, she was pregnant, worker. So the woman runs into the McDonald's after getting the wrong sandwich, jumps over the counter, and slaps the employee. Now I know that when you go to McDonald's, Gray, in general, I don't know if you go there at all, and you know I'm not a huge frequenter, but usually the ice cream the machine is broken. But I would never jump over the counter and slap anybody. And that's my final three down here. We got about 2 minutes to go.
Yeah, no, that was a good one. I'm going to say my third down, two across, six-letter word, Keyston on the Brewers. And the fact that, MLB does service time manipulation better than any other sport. Can you imagine an NBA team drafting a 19-year-old first overall and sending him to the minors for 5 years? Like, LOL, man. Like, what is, like, I think service time manipulation is my third down, because something needs to be done with MLB and what they do to prospects.
Gray, before you go, 30 seconds, Razzball.com. Tell us about any kind of great deals you got, baseball subscriptions, football subscriptions for the season. Razzball.com. 30 seconds. Go.
Yeah, we have a Streaminator tool that tells you all of the pitchers' projections for the day of the games, or actually for the whole week, but you can look it for a daily fantasy. It's helpful. We have a tool for hitters and all of their projections. You can do a 3-day free trial too. So, and check it out.
All right, great. Thank you, man. I hope to have you on every week if you'll do it with me. I appreciate it, man.
I love you, Mitch. You're the best.
Thank you, Gray. Gray Albright, Razzball.com, one of the best in the business, despite what everybody says. No, I'm just kidding. I love Gray. We will take a timeout here on Fantasy Sports Day. We'll be back with more. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last for years. So call 800-869-5446 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD, plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-869-5446 now. That's 800-869-5446 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-869-5446 now.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth DailyRoto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for Roto premium package at dailyroto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
Made Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to madesailors.com. That's madesailors.com.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Rain it!
Make it rain.
There's something to it that it's sort of like sports, Joe. These guys dedicate their life to it, and if Holhauser just didn't show up on the set here, guys. Like, he's been studying his ass off for like 8-10 years to do this.
Exactly. He didn't drop out of the sky and was like, oh, look at that. Look at how lucky he is. Yeah, no.
No, he's a professional trivia guru. Yeah. This is what he does.
And it showed, as were the two people he lost to, by the way, also professional trivia people.
Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish back with you. Thanks again to Gray Albright of Razzball.com for coming on the show. And good news is that all positive texts and messages here on Twitter. So we live to see another day here on the show. That's really good news. Okay, that's good. Tomorrow, by the way, on 3 Up, 3 Down, we will have Brad Ziegler, who will be actually doing the first, I think, almost hour of this show with me tomorrow based on kind of how we segment these things. You know, look, here's the thing. We're a new, I'm not a new fantasy host. This is a new fantasy show. So we are kind of a work in progress, so to speak, but I could tell you that as we go, we will do things that you want. I firmly believe in doing a show that you want to hear. And so things that you like, things that you don't like, things that you'd like to see or hear, you tell me. And then we'll make those happen. That's kind of what I do. All right. And by the way, on social media, on the FNTSY Sports Radio Twitter, after the show is over, Chris Bavona will find the highlights there of Gray Albright's overmodulation. And play, and we will have a little clip. But we're always going to post a clip after the show, and today I thought was no exception. Gray is always very funny, and I would recommend his. I don't know if you've ever seen his videos that he posts online, by the way, at Razzball.com. They're all videos of him in cartoon form. This is true. He is kicking my you know what in Tower Wars yet again this year, but that's a story for another day. Okay, what in terms of kind of keeping it real, and talking about things that you guys want to discuss, what we do is we always have the opportunity at around 1:15 Eastern, 1:20 Eastern, to let you decide what you want to hear on the show. And that brings up our next topic, which is, of course, you make the call.
You make the call.
Oh, hi, Mark.
All right, before we get to you make the call, do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? Go to pointsbet.com/grid and open up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID and you get two risk-free bets up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept where customers are rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's cool. For example, if you bet the Rams -3 and they cover the spread by 7 points, you receive seven times your stake. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Let me read that again. Pointsbet.com/grid. Enter promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets up to $1,000 today. I think that's pretty cool. All right, so for You Make the Call, now, Chris, are we keeping the You Make the Call the same as we decided this morning, or are we switching this up a little bit? What's the final determination on this? Okay, well, I'll make the final determination on this in that case. Okay, here we go. You Make the Call. Let me pull up the FNTSY Twitter here while we're on the phone. Great radio to be pausing and switching around. Okay. Yeah, perfect. Okay, go to the FNTSY Twitter app. You can follow on Twitter at FNTSY Radio, FNTSY Radio. You Make the Call. What do you want me to talk about after Jeff Nelson comes on the show? Here we go. Tonight's baseball slate, that's the obvious one. You guys did not pick that yesterday. So either someone is hacking this or trolling me, or you generally don't care about it. And I find that hard to believe if you're listening to me. Your favorite Netflix show, my favorite Netflix show, I will talk about that coming up at about 1:20 Eastern. Or you can choose choice C, which is Chris's napping habits. My producer, Chris Bavoda, he's up at like 4 a.m., I think. I don't know. Somewhere around that. And what he does is he works like... Are you there, Chris, by the way? Are you there? Are you live? Are you available? I guess not. Okay. That's the second and final opportunity that I will give Chris to say hello here on the show. Chris wakes up at like 4 o'clock in the morning. And, oh, there you go. Okay. I wasn't hearing you there before.
I'm sorry there. Got like five people going on at once in this.
Oh,
there
are people in the
room.
Studio.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I didn't know that. So, you know.
That's all good.
I figured 48 minutes in, I could then, you know,
I'm here. What is good, my
friend?
Were you
just yelling at everybody, Craig, calling for me for the show, and everybody's yelling?
Yes. Yeah, pretty much.
I had to figure that happened. Okay, guys, everybody in the pit, listen up. I'm doing a solo show here and talking sometimes for like 18 minutes at a time. So every once in a while, I'm gonna go to Chris Bavona here on the show. Okay, so so the third choice here for you is your napping habits.
Yep.
So I don't want to get into too many details, but do you feel comfortable talking about that? Because I think there's been like two or three different times where I've reached out to you and then you've gotten back to me and said, sorry, Cray, I didn't respond right away. I was taking a nap.
Yeah, I'm actually have no problem talking about that with you.
Okay, good. Okay, good. I appreciate that. So we'll definitely do that. And go right now to my Twitter. Let me retweet this. Here we go. Done. At Fantasy Sports. FNTSY Radio at Craig Mish. Vote right now. Tell me what you want me to talk about coming up at 1:20 Eastern. Choice A, tonight's baseball slate. Choice B, favorite Netflix show. Choice C, Chris's napping habits. I'm hoping that C is chosen. One of these days it's going to end up happening. And so we'll see as far as that is concerned. Hey, coming up in about 10 minutes from now, what we're going to do is we're going to talk to Jeff Nelson. It is our Way Back Wednesday segment. Jeff, former pitcher, of course, in the big leagues for the Mariners and Yankees. He's in Milwaukee covering the Marlins and Brewers. We're going to ask him about some history in both reality and fantasy and then get some of his thoughts and opinions on really, in my opinion, what has been one of the most exciting teams in baseball over the last couple of weeks, the Miami Marlins. Also, Jeff was, I believe, on hand for CC Sabathia's milestone back in May. So he covers the Yankees as well. He'll be able to shed some light on that. Let me give you the latest update as to what is going on in baseball and in fantasy baseball. Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic is reporting that the Cubs are pushing very hard for Craig Kimbrel. So that does kind of change the equation here. Not to say that he wouldn't have as much value as he would with the Cubs as he would with the Twins. But for those of you who took him in your mono leagues, your AL only or your NL only, and you're holding on for dear life to see what ends up happening, and you've drafted this player at the beginning of the year, and you've gotten nothing, because you thought he was going to sign, let's say, in May or June. Now we're going to wait and see if he ends up with the Cubs. Now, let's kind of real quick compare the two teams here. The Cubs, let's start with them. The Cubs don't really have anyone that has been viable for them because Brandon Morrow has been hurt for the majority of the season. So they've gone with Pedro Strop. They've gone with Steve Cishek. They've just kind of mixed and matched, I think, out of that position. He would immediately become their closer. And I would think that could get 10 to 15 saves minimum the rest of the season. So that's definitely a good opportunity for them. In terms of the Twins, if he ended up going there, and that's the one that I'm really curious about because the Twins, I think, are a better team than the Cubs. Let's give you a little bit of the lowdown of their bullpen here. Rogers' ERA is 2.08. He's got 5 saves out of 7 opportunities. Blake Parker, who has saved games for them as well, they've gone kind of back and forth with those two. Parker has 8 saves and 8 opportunities with a 2.61 earned run average. So I would think that, look, if Kimbrel struggled in Minnesota, they would have other options. If he struggled a little bit out of the gate in Chicago, they really have no one. And so I really still, it's a tough one for me. Now, I don't have any shares of this player, so this is just coming at me from just a opportunity standpoint. But if you think about it, the Twins have had, let's see, 7, 8, 9, 17, they've had 19 save opportunities, and they've gone with, it looks like, 3 or 4 different players. But I would guess that he would be the primary guy in the ninth inning, and that would just make the Twins that much better. I think Minnesota's also going to chase a starting pitcher at some point. Michael Pineda, who is on the injured list, had a 5.34 earned run average before he got hurt. And so basically the starters that they're rolling with is Jake Odorizzi, who's been phenomenal, Jose Berríos, who's also been excellent, Martin Perez, who's been a huge surprise, although going into the season, some people thought that Perez would be good because of his velocity. His strikeouts are way up, but 59 strikeouts in 60 innings. And then Kyle Gibson, I guess hypothetically, would be their 3 or their 4. We know that he can throw a lot of innings, and he's bounced back this season. The Twins' pitching's been great. But I still think that there's probably a little bit more for them to add. And the other part of this is that they're in a position that I think is even different than 2 years ago when they decided to be buyers. They're really, you know, kind of moving so far ahead of the division. They have a chance to not only wrap this thing up in September, or at least early September, but a chance to get very deep, I think, into the postseason. So, you know, we'll certainly see. I don't think that there's any guarantee with this, but that's the one key name between him and Keuchel that I'm more interested in seeing what Kimbrel brings to the table than I am Keuchel. I think that in most leagues, we've seen so much attrition with saves that if you could grab anybody off the waiver wire right now, and Kimbrel's owned, so you can't, but getting him and adding him to your team, I think, is going to end up doing a lot more. Now, in terms of counting stats, hypothetically, let's say Keuchel ends up starting, 13 games for the Yankees or the Braves or wherever he ends up. I mean, at most, you're probably looking at 7 or 8 wins. At most, you're probably looking at 70 strikeouts from him. So an impact player, but I think that if we're talking about reality, Keuchel's probably the one. But if we're talking about fantasy, I think definitely Kimbrel is the one. So hopefully we'll get some resolution on that. The Detroit Tigers have signed their first round pick, Riley Green. And that's just according to Keith Law of ESPN or ESPN Plus. And Riley Green is someone we're not going to see on the scene probably for, I would say, 3 years, 4 years, something like that. But either way, that's the first chip in terms of players to fall here in the first round. The Major League Baseball draft, by the way, continuing today, although it's we're probably at the point in the draft where virtually no one that gets drafted makes it. I mean, very few players after the 10th round actually make it, and they go, I think, 40 rounds. So just imagine, like, the closest thing that there is in baseball to a fantasy draft is day 3 of the Major League Baseball draft. If you want to picture it, these are just guys probably literally just either a quick phone call or an email, or who even knows? Maybe they do it through Google messaging or instant messaging like we do here on the show, where they just literally pick their player in 10 seconds. These picks go by so fast because everybody knows who they want, and there really isn't a lot of deliberation back and forth. I mean, you're talking about 15th round, 20th round players. There isn't really much of that happening. This afternoon, we actually have some baseball games we'll get to real quick, and then we'll preview some more later. White Sox and Nationals getting ready to start here in about 10 minutes from now, so I'll keep you updated on that game. Anibal Sanchez starts for Washington against Dylan Covey. The Nationals are minus 190, and the total is 10.5 in this game. Most Major League Baseball totals have been on the rise all season, so this isn't really a huge surprise there. And then two afternoon games a little bit later, 3:40 Eastern, two pitchers I actually am invested in this season. Cal Quantrill, who is at home for the Padres against Jake Arrieta of the Philadelphia Phillies. The total is 9 in that game. And Arrieta is a little bit of a favorite, minus 116 on the road at San Diego. And then the final afternoon game is the Dodgers and Arizona Diamondbacks. Kenta Maeda is pitching today for L.A. They're minus 160 on the road against John Duplantier. And the total is also 9.5 in that game. And then we'll do a little bit of a preview coming up in the next hour of all the Major League Baseball games today, and discuss everything that's going on in fantasy. Don't forget, you can go on Twitter right now to our social media handle at FNTSY Radio and vote for what you want me to talk about at 1:20 Eastern. We'll knock that out for you coming up here in about 15, 20 minutes from now. Also, in 5 minutes from now, we're going to talk to Jeff Nelson, former Major League Baseball pitcher who is in Milwaukee covering the Marlins and Brewers. He'll break down what he saw last night in a historical game, not just for Miami, but in all of baseball. 11 runs were scored in the fifth inning of that game. He has a chance to see them every single day. Also, later on in the show, we're going to dive into some players who are currently in fantasy on the injured list who may be back soon that could be unowned in your fantasy league. So this is something that you can actively pursue right now by going to your league. If you're listening to the show on demand, just hang in there for a little bit or go back later when you have a chance. And I'll give you 4 or 5 names of players that I think that are potentially unowned or maybe dropped in some leagues that you can add now, and they'll come back for you in let's say 2-3 weeks, maybe even less than that. We'll see. So, and I did this based on leagues that I'm playing in just by simply going to the website and just checking ownership numbers and things of that nature. So we will knock all that up coming up in the second hour of the show. Don't forget, you could also dial us up anytime you want if you have a question about anything going on in fantasy sports. 844-843-6879. 844-843-6879. Our schedule coming up at 2 o'clock Eastern is full-time fantasy with Adam Ronis and Dr. Roto. They always carry you from 2 to 4 Eastern. Of course, later on, Gabe Morency will be back with Game Time Decisions, and then I'll be right back with you here tomorrow at noon Eastern here on FNTSY Radio. So with that, we'll take a quick time out here on the show as we have another hour to get to here on our program. This is Fantasy Sports Today. My name is Craig Mish, and along with my producer, Chris Pavona, we're giving you all the updates and everything happening in both reality and fantasy, and we'll be back with Hour 2 right after.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Save big on everything you need when you shop at Menards. Spidey Electric smart home products make everyday living simply smarter. Stay connected to home while you're away with wireless outdoor security cameras. Control all your smart home products from anywhere using one easy-to-use app. View our entire selection of Fight Electric smart home products today on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for other great deals happening this week. Save.